Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Yesterday, ABC7 Scott Abraham tweeted about a possible retractable roof at the RFK site. He said the Commanders have not ruled out a retractable roof, according to a source. He said the team is also having conversations about keeping RFK in the new stadium name, according to a source. So a couple of things on that. I think, number one, he's obviously right. It has not been ruled out. They don't have a blueprint. They have not contracted a architect yet. They don't know the design. So how could you possibly know if it's going to be a retractable roof or not? And the team's new president and the people around him have not spoken publicly about whether or not there would be a retractable roof, nor have they said that there wouldn't be one. I know from my past conversations with Jason Wright, as well as many other people in and around ownership and with the team in multiple iterations now, what has always been said to me is a retractable roof is not that practical because of the cost and how rarely you actually use the retractable nature of it. And the idea now for teams is to build a roof. And I think what they're trying to do, best I have been told, is not to build a retractable roof. I don't think that that is necessarily legitimately on the table. It hadn't been ruled out. It's a possibility, depending on how things go, if they want to spend a lot more money. But with the $1.1 billion and the current idea that they have, this will be a roof that allows them to bring nature inside so you feel like you're outside, like they're doing now at SoFi, like they're doing in Minneapolis, like they do at Allegiant in Vegas, where the doors and the windows open and the air comes in. You can sit there in an open-air stadium as if you're outside on a 76-degree September day. The roof is translucent, essentially almost glass and see-through, so you feel like you're outside. That's what they're trying to do. There will be a roof, so there's no rain and there's no snow, and the elements are largely gone, and people won't like that in terms of, you know, weather games. And the roof doesn't come and go. It's just there all the time. But there will be ways where they can literally open doors and windows almost like a garage. Think like you're in a restaurant, and sometimes they'll open those big garage doors, and all of a sudden there's a breeze, and it's sunny, and you feel like you're on a nice spring day kind of outside. That's the idea. That's what they're trying to do.
So people hear dome and they go Astrodome, Superdome, like the
it's
old
40
thing.
Years ago.
Correct. In 1970, whatever, when that was the modern Marvel, that's as good as you got. They can do a lot more now. Right. And so that's what I'd expect. So
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I just thought that was strange that tweet from Scott. I mean, and he heard from somebody and he's putting the info out there. I guess it's what he's supposed to do. But that's always kind of dead on arrival to me, especially because what are we haggling over? What's not you and me, but what's happening right now this minute? The DC Council, what are they talking about? They're not going, can we add money to this project? Is there more? Josh Harrison Company are about to spend more than almost anyone else has ever spent. They're not going to go, we should probably add $1 billion to this and have something that we'll use seven times over the course of the first 10 years of the project, right? Like, no. Part of the design is the thing that you're talking about where you get almost the retractable roof.
Yeah.
It's everything short of a retractable roof. It's the, yes, you get airflow from this. Yes, you get sunlight from that. And yes, you can have this open air thing and have these cool experiences. No, the roof isn't going to move because, again, I don't know anything. I'm not an architect, but that adds $1 billion. We don't just have the extra Billy around. If we did, I don't know that we'd use it for that. Quite frankly, we'd do something else. It's a non-starter. It's what I wanted. And then I heard that information and I went, oh yeah, right. I guess that makes sense. The stadium, the roof never opens.
And I wouldn't say it's a 0% chance. I mean, they could just decide in the end, they're going to fork over a lot more money to do that because it allows you to, I'm making this up, but let's say host an event that you wouldn't otherwise, or because you heard from your fans and all of a sudden you got enough billionaires and the 17 people that own the team, they say, well, let's just throw some more money at the project. I'm just saying that's not realistic or shouldn't be expected. That's also not the current plan. The current plan and what they've been planning for an extended period of time is to have a roofed, closed stadium. That was a demand by DC and the mayor. If you want to have a stadium in the city, it's got to be closed. Now, you could have it be able to be opened at an exorbitant amount of money. And when that happens, by the way, we've talked about this on the show constantly, you don't open it that much. There's going to be some fall dates where it would be open on a September or October day, perhaps. But in November, when there's a chance of rain, you're closing it. It's not like with a retractable roof, you're going, we like the weather. You know, we want a snow game today. That will never happen again with a retractable roof or a roof. Because the moment weather comes into play, it's not like baseball where you build the dimensions around your team. You got a fast team that bunts, so you grow the grass higher in the infield. No. When you have the ability to close, it's about the comfort of your fans. It's about getting people to come and be willing to sit there for hours all day long instead of leaving their house where they don't have to pay money for tickets. It's about putting the best product on the field and helping your team score points and not slip and fall and make, you know, a situation harder to stay healthy and make injuries happen more frequently. So you basically need a window of like kickoff temperature between 60 and 75 with no precipitation or the chances like under 25% or something. And if you go back through, I guarantee there's plenty of dates like that in late September into the end of October probably. So there would be some games every year, but the vast majority of them, the roof would be closed anyway. And so it just doesn't become financially practical, even though it is the perfect situation. And if you were Stan Kroenke and you just dug into your pockets for a $5 billion stadium, maybe you'd do that. He didn't need to in California. It doesn't rain enough. But maybe you do that here. That's not what they're doing. They have a $1.1 billion operation right now, and that's their plan, and that's what they're doing.
Right. So, yeah, to me, it's always been a non-starter. Not always, but it when I was listing my things that I wanted years ago on this wish list type topic that we had in like 2017 or 2018, something like that, I would go, I love a retractable roof because I'm with you guys. I'd love to have outdoor elements when it's nice in the fall.
It'd be the number one thing on my wish list, by the way. I just don't think it's real.
But I just don't think it's real. That's the way to put it, right? It is simply not practical in a place where money is an object.
Yes.
You know that phrase, money's no object? Money's very much an object in this one.
And it just is. Maybe if Josh Harris was going to build a $3.5 billion stadium by himself, you'd have a retractable roof. I'm not saying he should be. I'm just saying if he wanted to Kroenke this thing, $5 billion, SoFi, yeah, I don't need any of your money, I'm doing it myself. Then you'd get your retractable roof and everything else that you want. That's not what they're doing, though. They're spending more on any than any project in the history of DC, and they're spending at a percentage rate higher than any ownership group ever has in a split, essentially, with the team, 76% at $1.1 billion. But that's one thing where they go, it'd be nice, not necessary. A roof is plenty good enough. And that's what they're going to do. Their goal, because they've heard from people, is to make sure on those nice days mm-hmm. that you don't feel like you're inside. It's not, you know, a just a bunch of like the Tropicana Field, you know, with an actual dome, right. to your point. But it's also, it's not going to be like an unfinished top of a restaurant with like vents and stuff. You're just looking up at the rafters. It's going to look like a glass panel and you're going to see the sun. I mean, that's their goal. There's going to be, I keep referencing Allegiant, but that's the one place I've been that had this tech where basically the wind is coming from like one side because it's wide open in this indoor stadium. And you're like, you kind of feel like you're outside. And the best comp I have is when you sit at one of these restaurants with a big garage door.
There you go.
That's what they're trying to accomplish in the stadium. And there's now technology that 10 years ago didn't exist that allows you to do that. I think it's the happy medium for people that want. There's going to be people that are unhappy that want to go to snow games
without
and
question.
Rain games. You know, everyone laughs and calls me names because my point is I would never willingly want to do that. But a lot of people want to do the tough guy thing where like, give me a snow game. I'll be the last one to leave with frostbite. And like, that's cool, but it's harder to sell tickets. It's harder to get families to go. And most people don't want that. They would rather sit at home in 70 degrees and eat their chips and dip.
Yeah, they'll point out that, you know, the Northeastern team or the cold weather team dealing with the warm weather team that's got to come visit them and, you know, around January football time, there's a historical advantage to that. You may be right, but are you going to that game tearing your shirt off like you're at Soldier Field in the 80s? Like, I don't know. I think it's easier to say, and you might ultimately be right about that, but the whole world is trade-offs. And you're making some trade-offs here. Like, if you'd rather have it in the middle of the wilderness where you're driving 3 hours and in the middle of nowhere and you can have the outdoor stadium, have at it, Hoss. This is kind of what you got to do, I think, to build it here.
I favorited this tweet at the end of May, not knowing if I'd ever get to read it on the show, but if it came up, I wanted to. And today's the day. From somebody who covers the Ravens for our sister station 105.7 in Baltimore, Cordell Woodland. He says, when asked about the potential for a retractable roof at M&T Bank Stadium, so that's the Ravens Stadium, which is about the same age as Northwest Stadium, and they're trying to upgrade it. The SVP of marketing for the Ravens was asked, as you guys refurbish this stadium, are you going to do a retractable roof? And he said, and I quote, this is the AFC North. We play football outside, which is cool. I thought it was an awesome quote, and there's like a badge of honor, Browns, Bengals, mm-hmm. Ravens, Steelers, like we're playing snow games. And like, that's cool. Their fans are going to be more miserable in the snow than Washington's fans are going to be on the same night when it's 71 degrees in their stadium. And some people don't like that. And I get that. But the majority of people do. And the money's going to speak.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.